Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Koseng Moresu Dumela, Kalibito Kispongi Lewa Hamo Fuking Kinalwena, Hulo Tla Hora Yabu Robong. Kati Linaneo ki Let's Praise, Kiduletse Aus Ayanda Nenemba. Tatin Laka Jenu Homonati, Jehofa Luki Lebanaparunapa Hutletse Skolong, Hars Kalibala, Hobarapella, Kalak Ajenu, Haiba Noli Betsi. Kala kajeno o ba be matsoho o ba hlonolofatse le ton la bona ba sa qala selemo se secha sa 2023 ba sika qala ba le bang ba qale le Jehova aba yetelle pile aba kuke abe le bona ibe bohlali ba bona ibile hape hape ibe yena kutlwisiso ya bona le protection ya bona tsatsing lena go buletse ka Aisha Woods are crazy kati go tshwaretse di fela ho ya pele go tshwaretse di fela rena le molaitsa ho tswa ho moruti qaba o re hopotsa ho re qala selemo re qale ka thapelo re qale ka ho batla sefahle ho sa hai pele re batle le mmuso wa hai. The Bible says seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Besente rea ho ausayanda nenemba and she will lead us in prayer ho sing ho ring ena ka hora ya bobedi Renale Muruti Solomon Lisima Lehodi. He is going to share a message that is going to encourage us, that is going to take us throughout the week and throughout the month and throughout the year 2023. Rikofe Minoa David Taking, Arepila Hao Jehovah Ulifika, Besense Riahu Muruti Klaba, Muruti Temba Klaba, all the way from Epetali. And he's talking about us seeking first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto us.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Onzo Mametsi Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Kalibito ki spongile wa hamo fukeng kinalwena. Hulotla hora ya burubong. Onzo oleho Let's Praise. Hey, molaita ona o kinekirikitlo bapala ona hoto humuruti kaba. Kya ubona horo uya hana ubapala mona kitsibiru hubaning. Impa uya hana, impa he, muruti mononu ubuaka hore waru hopoza. Hore retlamile rekale kahubatla Jehova. You know, the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all of it, and all these things shall be added. Most of the times, runarbatla the things that are added, pili. Before rekabatla muso wa hai empa he's encouraging us hore re sa qala selemo ha re batle Jehova o bua ka taba ya fasting and praying hore it's a beautiful thing e re etsang hore re qale qalong re qale ka Jehova. And so in all things re batle yena re batle all his righteousness ho loka ha hai re batle tsohle re batle muso wa hai. And all these things shall be added. When I didn't tell you, we are trusting God for. Or dipatuwe hona monunu hu Jehovah. Dipatuwe hu yena. Empa harika kalaka ubatla zona. Harino difumana, harino mufumana liena. But harika laka yena, onalidi karabots ahoshi. Kimudimu. Utsepa hezi. Ulukile. And he's encouraging us hore le pholo iteng monunu chele de ore o ntso ibatlang eo iteng hona mo ho Jehova. And we learn how God is, you know, we learn how good he is, we learn his ways, you learn to walk in his ways ho etsa dintho ho ya ka tsela ya hai. And so he's encouraging us that ha re qala ho tsohle tse re di qalang qala ho Jehova. Ke rata Davida o re ha tlamile a etse ho hong kapa when he is faced with life matters he starts by looking for Mudimu hore Mudimu reng o batla Jehova ha batlo iqalla dintho a le mong empa o qala tsohle ho Jehova. Ho Jehova o ya botsa ntate ke entweng ana umfile bona matsohong a kana Jehova are e ke se ke ba netse matsong a hao tsama yang tweng and I have already delivered them unto you. And then David runs like never before. Hobane Jehova a buile So re sa qala re qalele Jehova re qala le beke ntsha ka jeno ha re qalele Jehova re qala letsatsi le letsha beke ntsha re santsan re le kgweding ntsha ya o qala selimong sa 2023 ha re qalele Jehova skebebebe wa dumela hore o qale o le mong empa qala tsohle le Jehova so modimo o use muruti qaba to encourage us to start more din to di qalanteng qalo ya tsohle ke Jehova bibele iri he's the alpha and the omega and bekentsa o feta ke le ka ithuta hore wa tseba rena le qalo rena le qetelo then there's a dash in between what happens in the hubuhlokwa so hubuhlokwa hore o tsebe the direction of the Lord in that space sa between the beginning and the end between life and le house o laila le fatseng la ka kwano ho bohlokwa o rutsebe hore Jehova o reng in that middle space ho bohlokwa hore o tsebe hore o tlamile wetse eng in that middle space ho bohlokwa le hore o tshepe Jehova o tsebe le ditakatso tsa hae ka bophelo ba hao in that little space and so Moruti is encouraging us who sing hakajeno to seek seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness batla botle ba hai batla boyena throughout o sa qala selemong sena dintho tsohle tseding tseo di batlang tseo di labalabelang they will be added unto you
phila impilo yakho nathi ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za umngani wakho imihla ngemihla
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day. Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Kitswile ho moruti ka mino wa Tshwane Gospel Choir ba re mahlo a bona ke metsu. Ka tipela ha bona go file mino wa Joyous Celebration ba re morena ba eteletswe pele mani ni kintate moruti William Sechake. Re dutse hona jwale ho 29 minutes just after 5 ho sing who let's praise ke sibongile wa mo fukeng ke na lwena o fihlela hora ya burubung kathi he kya suthajwala ke suthela aus ayanda she's going to lead us in prayer and I'm going to give you the sounds of izithelo zikamoya udumo lokufanele
be doers of the word with 657 am sounds of life
siya kudumisa thixo siya kuvuma ukuba wena unguYehova the heavens proclaim the glory of God the skies display his craftsmanship day after day they continue to speak night after night they make him known they speak without a word or a sound they are voices never heard they speak without a sound or a word and their voice is never heard yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world God has made a home in the heavens for the sun it bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding it rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race the sun rises at the end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end nothing can hide from its heat the instructions of the Lord they are perfect reviving the soul the decrees of the Lord they are trustworthy making wise the simple the commandments of the Lord they are right bringing joy to the heart the commands of the Lord are clear giving insight for living reverence for the Lord is pure lasting forever the laws of the Lord they are true and each one is fair they are more desirable than gold even the finest gold they are sweeter than honey even honey dripping from the comb they are a warning to your servant a great reward for those who obey him how can I know all the sins lurking in my heart oh God we ask you this morning that you would cleanse us from these hidden faults keep your servants from deliberate sins this morning. Don't let these sins control us this morning, lest we inhabit your praises, lest we hinder your praises this morning. Then we will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. And may the words of our mouth this morning, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing to you, O God. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, how holy, how magnificent, how mighty, how worthy you are this morning. Indeed, we give you the glory this morning, my King and my Father. We exalt you, Lord God Almighty. We lift up your holy name on high, City Unwele. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy, our God, this morning. We are coming before you, mighty God, believing that you are, and that you are a rewarder of they that diligently seek you. We are coming before you, mighty God, steadfast and sure, not in our own works, not in our own ability, but in the ability of our mediator and highest intercessor, Jesus Christ. We are coming through the gate of salvation through Jesus Christ this morning, O God. Sithi konke ebesikuko izolo and before this minute, Almighty God. Sukushiya ngaphaya kwegazi, Thixo wethu, ngoba xa siseke umgubasi wegazi, Thixo wethu, siyahlanzwa, sihlambeke, Nkosi yamakhosi, sikhona ukuthi uma ebukhoneni bakho Thixo, singenabala singenaqala. Sithi ke ngcwele yengcwele, namhlanje size kuwe mkhukhumalisi wento zonke, wena owazi into zonke ngoba uzizo into zonke. Sithi mawudunyiswe emazulwini, udunyiswe emhlabeni, udunyiswe phansi kwamanzi, udunyiswe moyeni, udunyiswe kuzo zonke izibingelelo ezabantu nezasezulwini. Uphakanyiswe Thixo wethu olungileyo, ngoba ubungangamse bakho Nkosi yamakhosi abunakulinganiswa nayenye inkosi yasemhlabeni, ngoba uyiyo inkosi yamakhosi. Sithula isithaba namhlanje sisibeka phansi, sithi ungcwele. Oh, ungcwele, ungcwele, ungcwele Thixo wethu olunge kakhulu. Akekho Thixo Nkosi yamakhosi othi sakuthetha kuqhekeke isidara zaseLebanoni. Akekho Thixo othi sakuthetha kukhothama ilwandle zivume zithi ungcwele. Akekho Thixo othi sakuthetha ubumnyama bubaleke kuvele ukukhanya. Thixo ungcwele. Oh, ungcwele, ungcwele, ungcwele. Akekho Thixo Nkosi yamakhosi othi wakutweza amaphiko akhe akhusele zonke izinto. Akekho Thixo othi wakulula isandla sakhe ondle zonke izinto. Asikakambona uThixo onqulwa zizibhakabhaka, lithi lizwi lakho isibhakabhaka Thixo, inyanga nenkwenkwezi kothama ziyakhahlela kuwe zingathethanga mazwi ngenxa yoba zimile ezindaweni zazo. Sikwenza mkhulu, sikuphakamise ekuseni, sithi siyakudumisa Thixo. Ah, siyakuvuma ngcwele yengcwele. Abanye abantu bagoba bakhothame kwizibingelela abazakhe bazibumba ngezandla, kodwa thina namhlanje ekuseni sikhaba sikhothama kwisibingelelo esingaphezu kweso zonke ezinye, kwintsimbi engaphezu kwaso zonke ezinye intsimbi. Sithi uyinkosi, sithi mdala weintsuku, thwala lethu laphakade, langa lethu lokulunga. Ekuseni uba singakhothami kuwe, singaphinde siyokhothama kuphi. Thixo wethu olunge kakhulu, khawuthabathe nalusuku lakho Thixo olungileyo, ngoba ufanelekile ekuseni, ufanelekile sisibongo. Sithi sakukhalisa ixilo onko thixo wethu olungileyo ulenze bawo liyofika kwindawo ngendawo ulenze liyofika apho thina singenawufikelela kulo uvusa ihlabathi lonke liliphakamisa igama lakho namhlanje lithi ungcwele 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 oh ungcwele Yehova wemikhosi ungcwele Ungcwele kakhulu uThixo wethu ungcwele kakhulu ekuseni Psalm 29, we are just honoring and exalting the Lord this morning. We are lifting him up. We are worshiping him in every language, in every tongue. Whatever language comes to heart, just lift up your hands and lift up your voices and just worship him and declare that he is God. Declare that there is no other God but him. Declare that this day we are renewing our covenant as his people to declare that we shall worship no other God but him this morning in your language, in your native mother tongue. Just lift up your voice this morning. Declare him that you are holy, O God. He is heilig, O Heere. Ungcwele thixo wethu olungileyo. Akekho omnye uthixo ongafakaniswa nawe, aqhathaniswe nawe ekuseni. Psalm 29. Honor the Lord, you heavenly beings this morning. Honor the Lord for his glory and strength. Honor the Lord for the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord, it echoes above the sea. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty sea. You see, my family, there are seas that we are currently navigating right now, but the Bible tells us this morning that when the voice of the Lord is released from the heavens, it goes over the seas and it begins to command each and every movement. It begins to direct each and every tide, every flow of the seas that we are trying to navigate. So this morning, as we bless him, as we lift him up, we are guaranteed that when we praise him, he inhabits the praises of his people. And so we can be glad and rejoice this morning that indeed he is in our midst and that he is our God, and that as we draw nigh to him, he draw nigh to us, and that as we humble ourselves before him, he knows how to exalt us at the right time, for the right reason, in the right season, directly aligned to his perfect will, not just for our lives but for mankind and the territories that we have been planted to operate. God knows how to cause his voice to echo over your seas this morning. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord, it splits the mighty cedars. It shatters the mighty cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon's mountain skip like a calf. He makes Mount Hermon leap like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord, it strikes with bolts of lightning. The voice of the Lord, it makes the barren wilderness quake. Oh my God. This morning, my family, there is something that we all need to get. There is no level of barrenness. There is no level of unfruitfulness that will not respond to the voice of the Lord. This morning, there is no level of lack that will not respond to the voice of the Lord. This morning, the voice of the Lord strikes with bolts of lightning. The voice of the Lord makes the barren wilderness quake. The voice of the Lord himself, he shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the mighty oaks and strips the forests bare. You know, there are those things in our lives that are like forests that are difficult to break through. Those things that are difficult to get into, but those things that we know we need to pass through. And the Bible tells us this morning that the voice of the Lord, it is powerful enough to strip those forests, those thick forest bear, it is able to cut them and to open a way where there seems to be no way, to go before us and to make the crooked path straight, to make the barren places to flow with water. That is the voice of the Lord in his temple. Everybody shouts glory, glory, glory. The Lord rules over the flood waters. The Lord reigns as king forever. The Lord gives his people strength. The Lord blesses them with peace. May the peace of God rest upon us this morning in Jesus' name.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Releboha aus ayanda Jehova aus sonolofatse au yetsetse ka uloka ha re tsamaye ka ho tshaba Jehova selimong sena sa 2023. Let it be our sole mandate. Let it be something eleng hore be ile dipelong tsa rona hore re batla hore selimong sena go bona ha le tshabo ya rona ho Jehova le lerato la rona ho Jehova ka o yetsa seo a re bileditseng sona. O re ho Peter wa ngata na Peter o re hararo morena o ya tseba hore ke a o rata. O re if you love me, feed my sheep. And ke se o Jehova a re jetsang sona le selimong sena ha ho a fetoha le selimong sena re tlamile re mmontsho re amrata ka diketso tsa rona le ka din ka menahano ya rona e ina kongwe menahano ya rona le yona hey le dipilo tsa rona le tsona empa he Jehova o ntse re rata ene o ntse a re lukisa tseleng ena o ntse a re hlwekisa ka mehla. Ke a suta jwale re itukisetsa ho ya ho moruti Solomon Lesiba Legodi. Kathi he ke lebetse ho bolella hore ke o file mmino wa moruti Maisy mo a re ke mang ya tshwanang le Jesu ho tswa ho ausi Ayanda Nenemba. Jwale he ke o fa Swazi Dlamini a re you are great, taking us to the second hour mo re tla kopanelang le moruti Solomon Lesiba Legodi. And be blessed.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.